The South Australian government has announced a package of measures to help those in the southeast. The Agriculture Minister is Leon Bignell. Minister, welcome to the Country Hour. What have you announced today?
Oh, thanks very much, Brett. Good afternoon to you and all the listeners. Well, we've announced some assistance to farmers in the upper southeast, where we know they're suffering their worst conditions on record, and severe dry period for the past couple of years. So, what we're announcing today is that we'll have the appointment of a drought coordinator. So Peter Crewe, who works with PIRSA down the Limestone Coast as the regional coordinator, she'll come on board as the drought coordinator. So I guess the go-to person in the southeast, which is good because she's well known down there. And we'll also be providing things like farm business specialist advice support as well, community information packages, property management planning, additional rural financial counselling, and support for the Young Farmers Network, because we need to make sure that we've got some young farmers down there. And talking to some locals, and I grew up down the southeast, in lower southeast, not upper southeast, that down there we're not used to droughts, and so other parts of the state, in more marginal country, people are used to sort of dealing with really bad dry periods like the upper southeast is experiencing at the moment. But some of the people in the upper southeast say, well, we haven't actually dealt with this before, so we don't necessarily have the knowledge on what to do, or anywhere for the young farmers to go to find out how things were done in the past. So everything's going to be important here, and we're trying to come up with a package that will suit most of the immediate needs, and we'll keep a watching brief on this to work out what more needs to be done in the new year.
Do you have a dollar figure on what this package would be worth?
Well, not really, because we're also putting in things like more mental health backup and things like that for people down there, because it's really important for people in times of real hardship like this that they don't bottle it all up, that they get out and they speak to someone who's got some experience and some expertise. But at the very least, people should be talking to their family and their friends and colleagues.
24 past 12 here on the Country Hour, Minister. Can you appreciate, though, farmers that live in this area, they look across the border, they see $30 million package over there. The Victorian government says that part of their package is support for mental health. Is the package that you're putting up, are we talking in the ballpark figure of around the figures that the Victorian government is putting into drought?
Well, look, we've worked really closely with the Victorians, and they've got $10 million that they have put in to their $27 million that they haven't even allocated yet. And some of that money is for infrastructure projects like building pipelines. There's one area in Victoria that isn't on the main pipe network, but they actually want to connect a couple of towns up to that. So it's major infrastructure work like that. So there's... I guess what we need to have is a horses for courses kind of approach. But now, and we've been down there, I hosted a forum in Narracourt a few weeks ago. We've had our prime industries teams down there since August and September, listening to what people want. What we need to do is actually work out exactly what it is that people want, rather than just sort of coming up with a multi-million dollar figure and throwing money in there. We actually need to make sure that we put the money exactly where it's needed most.
So amongst all of this package, what is it that people will take out as a new initiative that's coming out of this package?
Well, there's the appointment of the drought coordinator as a key contact person for the community to liaise with, all of government, not just PIRSA, and Peter Crewe, who will be doing that role, will be sort of gaining knowledge about what's happening out there and what is needed. We need that liaison person to work with us as a government, but also the Australian government as well. I've got a good relationship with Barnaby Joyce. We want to do as much as we possibly can at the federal and state level, and I had a really good meeting last week with the two local members down there, Tony Passon, who's the federal member, and Mitch Williams, who's the state member for the area of MacKillop. And they've agreed too that they'll feed in their intelligence and what can be done better. We need to have a whole of government, whole of industry. We need everyone to work together on this. This isn't a farmer's problem. This isn't a government problem. This isn't a problem for contractors and truck drivers. This is everyone's problem. We all have to come up with a solution. So we'll continue to listen to the community to see what else needs to be done.
Just lastly then, Leon Bignell, we're now seeing the true results of this harvest coming to fruition. You're seeing that grain handlers are saying that the yields are as bad as tipped. Farmers are now going to need that support going forward. How long will it take to roll out this package so that the people who are in need are getting that support straight away?
Well, this first tranche, that'll be rolled out immediately. That'll be straight away, and there'll be other things that we'll be doing in the new year to work on as well. And, you know, we want to hear feedback too about how we can help get that $10 million of drought concessional loan money that the federal government puts up and we administer. We want to make sure that we get as much of that as possible to farmers. Barnaby and I are as one on that. And we spoke to Mitch and Tony Passon during the week and or during last week, and they've put up some ideas on how we might have a different approach to that as well. So it's a movable feast. We'll keep listening to people. We want to hear people's ideas. We want to hear what people think are the solutions, and then we can work on them. But we all need to work together on it to make sure that we do that into the new year.
Agriculture Minister Leon Bignall, we appreciate your time on the Country Hour.
Thanks, Brett.